This is a bit of a different one. I think you don't start off with Adam Sandler as the main network.
We just lose all our followers.
Oh my god.
You are now listening to Film Fluence.
Hey, and we're back again. That was a switch up, can't I? But yeah, okay. Hi, we're back for our second week of January. Shit, did not crazy. Feel like that. That's crazy.
You know,
yeah. Before we dive in to this week's episode, we've got a new segment. Da-da-da-da. It is called News of the Week. That's what it's called for right now. It's a work in progress. So as the title, I was gonna say the module title, babes, uni's really getting to me. It's just really stressing me out. We're just, as you can kind of understand, infer, interpret, whatever you want to say, we're just gonna talk about all the stuff that is being coming out and how we feel about it, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's it. So I'm gonna let Cody do the honors first, because she probably has something more interesting than I do. Cody, what are you most excited for this week?
Honestly, you say I probably have something more exciting, but I literally don't, which is kind of crazy, because yeah,
okay, I'll start off with one just to flex for us a little bit. Scream 4 comes out today. No, 5.
Oh god.
But they called it Scream.
When is someone gonna stop them? Like, I'm being deadly serious. When is someone gonna stop them?
If you don't understand what we're talking about, you have to refer back to our Scream episode that we did with the podcast that wouldn't die. It's somewhere down there back in August. But yeah, you can kind of gather how we feel. I do have to say, I am pretty excited. There is a reason, though. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when I... when I DM'd Kevin Williamson on Instagram? Oh my god, I sent you the screenshot.
What did you say?
So when Kevin Williamson announced that he was casting for Scream, your girl here messaged him on Instagram and was like, cast me as Sydney, please. I can't remember what I said. For the life of me, I was like fully convinced that Kevin Williamson was just gonna one day open his DMs and be like, you know what?
Okay.
She's perfect. She's perfect to get killed off in this movie of mine. But you know, we get Dylan Minnette in it and Jenna Ortega instead. Not to say that they're like not up to my level or anything, but
they probably just figured that you were too busy and that they couldn't.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. They were like, you finished uni first.
They're like, we can't really afford her either. Like,
yeah, I'm worth a lot of money, a lot of bag, you know. But no, we do get to see my replacements instead, which is great.
We've seen Dylan Minnette.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm kind of excited because Dylan Minnette, right, in 13 Reasons Why, that was a horror in itself. And Jenna Ortega in You, season 2. She did a good job.
Do you know what? I actually did like her in You.
Yeah, I'm expecting something good. She's transitioned from Disney to...
Yeah, to be fair, I think she's done well for herself.
Proper actress, very, very well. Yeah, I agree with that. Oh, and we get to see the reuniting of the original cast, by the way. Because Neve... what's her name? Neve is coming back. The girl who plays Sydney. And then Courtney Cox and... Why do I always do this? What is David Arquette's character's name?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think
Dewey?
I can't lie, my brain has not retained much of that film or the film series. It just was taking too much brain space. I was like,
yeah. Was the same story every time. So yeah, but I do very have a soft spot for it, can't lie. But apart from that, we also had the release of Oh my god, I was gonna say Euphoria, but okay, hype house.
No, because I think this, the only reason I bring this up is because I remember when they said they were filming a Netflix show, and I was like, that's ridiculous.
I remember that. I was oh like, my god, they cut Jack and Sienna out.
I was like, what? Oh my god, scandalous. But the whole, I think it's 8 episodes long. I watched like a commentary YouTube video on it, like a recap.
I've only watched the TikTok stuff on it. I actually haven't watched it. And all I know is Thomas starts crying at one point.
No, because you know what's so funny about it? I don't know if anyone really cares about like saving what happens. If you are, for some reason, don't listen to this. But it basically, they're like, Lil Huddy, Chase doesn't do enough. Because basically, apparently their rent is paid by the content they make, and the rent for Chase's house, and Chase doesn't want to make the content because they're sponsored by Bang Energy. I hate that I know so much about this right now, but
I don't know how you know it.
This is what I retain. They basically get mad at Chase, and Thomas is basically like the owner, and they're always like, Chase, you're not doing enough.
Chase not co-found it with him.
I know, and throughout the whole series, it kind of keeps happening.
I'm sorry, Thomas only has what he has because of Chase. Cannot lie.
And then Chase decided to leave. And then
Good for Chase. I did not see any clips with him in. Yeah, he does. You know what? I ship him and Charlie still. Oops. Oh,
same, not gonna lie. But and then something else, there's Nikita Dragon, loads of scandals with her, and Narae goes to a party knowing he has COVID.
That's not great. But I
and then he got mad at Nikita Dragon because and start playing the victim about it. And then,
I mean, that's not.
And then basically Thomas is thinking this whole time, no one is doing their part to pay the rent. Everyone just kind of lives here rent free. They don't make the content. They don't want to make the content. So then he's like, you know what? I'll hold a prom. And at the prom, I will tell everyone that we are shutting down the Hype House. And then they do this video. They have this whole moment together. They play the video, and he's like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't end it. So he doesn't, and that's how it ends. Some people move out, and that's it. But the Hype House is still going.
I still don't understand how Vinny somehow ended up getting picked up by the Hype House.
Oh my god! Another thing with
that rather than the Sway Vinny. House. So I fucking love Vinny. Because sorry. Vinny,
basically,
what happened the fattest was, crush on him.
Basically, they got some guy got mad at Vinny because Vinny was making content but in different types. So he was basically streaming on Twitch for hours.
Yeah, and it was
paying. But someone was like, I don't want him to do that, basically. And then they got mad at him. And then he did like a prank with because someone's girlfriend has a twin sister. So he pretended to like kiss her and everything. And then it was like,
oh, very, I remember this. It was Michael's girlfriend, right?
And then she got death threats because she kissed Vinny, which is.
I mean, everyone who does anything with Vinny gets death threats. And like, Vinny literally went on Hinge.
Unhinged. It's wrong.
He went on Hinge.
No, but it is dating app. Like, no, I mean, I know.
I'm talking about the dating app.
I know.
It's unhinged. Well, he went unhinged. Oh my god. But no, I. Oh my god! Did you see that video posted on my story the other day?
Which
was Vinny and Polo Boy.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
But before we talk too much about the Hype House.
Now Euphoria.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically. I am going to contain spoilers, even though I did watch episode 1 season 1 of Euphoria, but then there was too much sex in it, and I hate watching sex scenes. I haven't
actually watched it, which is probably,
that's what I'm saying, me neither. I just know what happens in season 1 and I know what happens in season 2 without watching. I'm so deep on Euphoria TikTok that one of the sounds that I was on only had like 5 videos. I'm like, why am I on Euphoria TikTok? I don't watch it. But I think it's because now I'm invested in the storyline between Maddie, Cassie and Nate, right? So I don't know if you know what happens, but I'm going to spoil it.
I don't think I do, but I don't think I really plan on watching it anytime soon. So
Nate is like a really abusive boyfriend. Like, he literally beats Maddie up, okay? And Maddie's best friend is Cassie. And Cassie's kind of chucked around from man to man. Like, that's just kind of what her archetype of the show is. And so what happens is, I don't know, she gets in a fight with her sister called Lexi, and Lexi goes to this party and she starts hanging out with this drug dealer called Fezco, and Fezco is like Rue's drug dealer. Oh, yeah. And Dominic Fike's in it all of a sudden. Don't know if you guys listen to Dominic Fike's music, but like, I think he did quite a good job from what I've seen. And yeah, so then basically what happens is, right, Cassie's at this gas station. I don't know why I'm saying gas. It's a fucking petrol station. She's at a petrol station. And Nate is there too. And Nate, like, goes inside to get something. And then he comes out and he's, like, seeing Cassie. And then Cassie says something. And he's like, why are you here? And she's like, duh, duh, duh. He's like, okay, I'll take you to the party. So she gets in his car, right? And, like, they're having this whole conversation. And she like spills water on herself or something, and rather than taking like her dress off or taking her jacket off to dry her dress or whatever, this woman fully takes her underwear off in his car, chucks it in the back seat, and then she's like, then she decides, okay, I'm gonna get up like a dog, and then she, no, like literally, like, you know how a dog sticks its head out the window? That's literally what she fucking does. And she's like sitting, and he's sitting there like staring at her and like romanticizing her and shit. That's, and then afterwards, so they get to the party, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the bathroom and they start making out, like they're literally humping each other like rabbits at this point. And I'm like, well, what is this? Okay. And then anyways, then what happens is that Maddie is like, oh, I need to pee. And so Maddie starts banging on the bathroom door, and she's like to Nate, oh, why are you taking so long? And then he's like, I'm coming, Maddie. Du-du-du-du-du-du-du. And like Cassie's like crying because her dress is apparently stuck somewhere, and she's like, she's my best friend. And it's like, why would you do that? That's your best friend. Just a question. Oh, like, why would you make out with your best friend's abusive boyfriend when you know she's being abused? Like, what the hell? And then anyways, so then Nate comes out, and Maddie's like to Nate, oh, did you just take a shit? And he's like, no. And she's like, yes, you, she's like, yes, you did, because you didn't wash your hands and you were in there for such a long time. And he's like, I didn't take a shit. And she's like, oh, you're disgusting, you took a shit. And then anyway, so she goes into pee, and there's no like no, so then Cassie's in the bathroom. I don't know why Nate left Cassie in the bathroom. Like, don't ask me. And so then the curtain is shut off the bathtub, and Cassie's like lying in the bathtub crying, right? Like quietly. And Maddie's peeing, and Maddie never once opens any like the curtain or anything. But instead she uses this towel to wipe her vagina because there's like no toilet roll. And then like and then Cassie like has some ordeal with the toilet roll, no, with the towel that Maddie has wiped her piss on. Yeah, that's pretty much the episode in sum. Yeah, that's the storyline I'm invested in, so I might start watching Euphoria just for that.
That sounds
Cassie's a bit psycho though, but no, but Cassie's a bit psycho because she's now started dressing like Maddie. Like, what's wrong with you, babes?
Yeah, that's a
why are you dressing like your best friend to get her boyfriend? That's weird. Okay, anyways, yeah, that's our news of the week.
Apparently there's,
don't really think,
we're pretty passionate about it apparently.
yeah but I think it's now time that we get into the actual episode, and we're going to start off with a little bit of trivia, if you didn't guess by the title of this episode, about the American Broadcasting Company, even though we live in Britain, but that's what we're going to do.
That is what we're going to do.
Yes. Okay. So, Cody, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, let's see how much I know about ABC.
Okay, so my question to you, which ABC network show became the first primetime cartoon series?
Babes, how am I meant to know this?
I don't know.
The Flintstones. I definitely did. I put the Bugs Bunny show down. I mean, to be honest, I didn't really look, but yeah, the show was about working class Stone Age. How can you have the working class in the Stone Age? I don't think the working class existed in the Stone Age, babes.
Then his next door neighbor and best friends, as well as their families. Woo, so fun. Love the Flintstones.
What a shit show. What a shit show.
I don't think I've ever really consciously watched it, but...
Oh, I have. I have watched the Flintstones because my brother went through this phase and I just saw this man as a caveman. And I was like, why am I watching caveman and cavewomen? So, okay. My question is... Okay. The ABC network aired a weekly late night live sketch comedy show which launched the careers of Larry David and other people. What was the name of the show?
Fridays.
Yes, because the cheating's really coming out in this episode.
Guys,
I actually... put down Saturday Night Live, cannot lie.
Oh, I got the answer right anyway, so it counts.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay,
guys, we don't normally cheat. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, we're normally
Yeah, we don't.
But
yeah.
This is, like, different. This is
just harder. Yeah, because, I mean, we're, again, I mentioned, we're British. We have a reason.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really watch British TV, I've only ever watched American TV. But hey! But honestly, the reason I thought it was SNL was because... Okay, you know Larry David is Cassie David's dad, right?
No, but I do know.
Okay, yeah. Well, Pete Davidson dated Cassie David for like a good few years.
Mm-hmm.
And so since Pete started on SNL, I thought that's how he met Cassie.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Cody. I really appreciate it. It's your turn.
Okay, my last question is... Which reality competition show debuted? How do you import that? Why can't I say that word? Which reality competition show debuted? How do you say that?
Debuted.
Oh my god, embarrassing. Which reality competition show debuted in 2005 on the ABC network?
Dancing with the Stars. I didn't even cheat on that one. I actually didn't even cheat on that one.
Okay, well done. So proud of you.
Yeah, like, you can confirm that. I looked her dead ass in the eyes.
No, that's why it made me laugh, because it was like scary. Like, she was like, no, like deadpan straight in the face, just like Dancing with the Stars. She just found that in the back of her head.
Which ABC network show was about a 16-year-old prodigy who tried balancing a job and teenage life?
Doogie Howser.
Yeah, so you see, okay, the thing is with Doogie Howser, right, like I've heard of this show my entire life, but for some reason I just never thought that it was about that.
I've never heard of this before.
Oh, I have, but I thought because it says MD that it was probably about a doctor.
Yeah, sorry. Oh,
that's
answer,
so
I didn't
harsh
get Doogie Howser MD. So
yeah, well, that's it for our game. Because
sorry, guys,
otherwise we would just be here
cheating, but it won't happen again.
Yeah,
sorry,
it won't happen. Well, we can't promise that.
No promises, but
we're gonna pretend we're promising. Yeah, tried and tested. But you know what? On the basis of that, like, I've already started talking about my anecdotes. So we might as well continue. ABC. Well, how do I feel about ABC? Well, okay. So the first show I ever binged, I do have to admit this, was from ABC. But it's a bit confusing because it was like ABC Family. Because I don't know if it was ABC, then ABC Family, or if it was like ABC Family. And ABC Family became Freeform. That's what happened.
Yeah.
But it was still confusing. But anyways, that was... So the first show I ever binged was on there. And guess what it was? Da-da-da-ding! Cody, do you have a guess?
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, it actually was. I remember sitting there on like the end of year six and I'm like, hey, this is like the best show to watch. I was 9 or 10, I can't remember. And so I'm like, yeah, at the age of 9 and 10, I scarred myself by watching Pretty Little Liars. But also, like on this channel, there was like things like The Fosters, which I never ended up watching, Switched at Birth. And what else was that? Now there's like Good Trouble, which is like a spin-off of The Fosters, and there was like other stuff, but like none of this stuff was actually family related if I think about it. So I don't know why it was on ABC Family.
On ABC network, it's like one of those things, or obviously because it's American, like I've heard about it, but it's never been that prevalent in my life. But there are some shows on there that I've avoided, like The Plague, because they have a lot of shows that are like...
I'm waiting for you to tell me which ones.
That are like, so like Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my god, I watch... Okay, so during Grey's my GCSEs... Anatomy would
kill me, I'm not
That's
lie.
What I'm saying! During my GCSEs, right? Rather than revising or doing work like I should have been, I sat there watching Grey's Anatomy every night, and my friends were like, why are you doing that to yourself? And I'm like, because then afterwards I became so convinced, right, that like these doctors don't know what they're talking about. So anytime now I go to the doctor, I'm convinced they're wrong because of Grey's Anatomy.
Like, Grey's Anatomy has the most, like, they had the most obscure, like, from what I've heard, just the worst things that can happen to a person are in Grey's
Anatomy. Oh yeah. Someone died from hiccups. Someone died from hiccups.
No, don't, because I have the most, I actually have the most violent, like, horrible hiccups, like, all the time. People are like, why do you hiccup so much? Like, people don't hiccup that much in their life. And I'm like, now I've heard that, I'm like, maybe there's a deeper issue. Like,
oh my god. No, literally, that every time I hiccup, I have the same problem. Like, so, bro.
It's like, so yeah, I have avoided some a lot. But there are some shows that I have enjoyed from ABC, but obviously I don't watch them directly on it, you know, obviously. Anyway, The Goldbergs is one that I dip in and out of.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so while I have avoided a lot of the shows, there are some that I dipped in and out of, like The Goldbergs.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I did kind of enjoy that one. What else have I seen? Obviously Modern Family, which we spoke about last week. But they do some shows that I didn't know. Well, not they do, you know what I mean? Like, shows are on here that I didn't know were, like The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Oh my god, I didn't know they were on ABC. Yeah. I
thought that they were on like TLC or something. Like,
yeah, I was fully convinced.
I was convinced. It's kind of, they have like a massive range of shows.
Yeah, it's
quite,
like,
interesting.
I'm just gonna say and put it out there that Ugly Betty.
Everybody, mm-hmm. I love that show with my whole entire being. Oh my god, America Ferrera and the guy who played Daniel, I can't remember, I think his name is like Eric Moyes or something, I can't remember. Their chemistry, like, it, not even like, it's not like romantic chemistry, like, mm-hmm. It's weird because I think they kind of butchered the end, because like he realizes Betty's leaving him, and then once he realizes that Betty's leaving him, he's like, I can't let that happen. And then he like lets her leave or whatever, I don't know. But then he realizes that he's in love with her, and I'm like, you just ruined this entire platonic relationship.
Ruined everything.
Because they didn't even get together in the end. So it's like
why
question
did
mark,
it?
Question mark, question mark. They rushed it in the last episode. That really pissed me off. And then they had this weird scene in like Trafalgar Square. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even know if it was Trafalgar Square or not. Like, I was confused up here. It was this really, really weird scene in Trafalgar Square where like, mm-hmm. I can't even explain it. Like, they're standing and there's pigeons. That's all I remember. And then he's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, because like his company shuts down, right? Because he like works for a magazine or whatever. Like, he's the CEO of some magazine. And he's like, oh, Betty, I'll be your assistant. But what's iconic about that show, right, in specific, was that I think it was the first American show done in telenovela format, mm-hmm. before Jane the Virgin did it. So the CW just copied ABC. That's all I want to say.
CW has always given me sketch vibes ever since I've seen Riverdale. I don't trust the CW.
I don't trust the CW, but Gossip Girl's on the CW, so
I don't trust Roberto. I don't trust the CW. I think they're up to something.
Yeah, like, they stole One Tree Hill from Warner Brothers. Just saying.
It's wrong. Quite frankly.
Ugh.
I'm still gonna, I have decided that I'm going to, I probably won't, but I'm like, I really want to write to Roberto.
Oh, God.
And I want to write to the writers of Emily in Paris.
I think he's doing it on purpose. Oh.
Because he's like a white, so it's, his name's like Darren Star or something like that. Darren something. Actually, no, that might not be his name. I don't know. Something like that.
Who knows?
He is like this... I know we're not talking about Emily in Paris, but I just want to have a little tangent, a little rant, if you will, because I watched a 50-minute video essay and I think I know everything. So...
You do. In my head, you do.
I do know everything. So this... he's basically, obviously, a white man. I think he's white and he's an American. All of the, I think mainly all the writers are like American for Emily in Paris, if I'm not mistaken. If I am,
no wonder it's so tone deaf.
Free.
Like, why would you be American and base a show in France when you don't know anything about the culture?
No, because just a question. Darren Star is the writer. And yeah, so basically in season two they just set out trying to fix all their mistakes. Sorry, this is so unrelated, but they set out to fix all their mistakes and they still made everything bad. So they tried to tone down the like French stereotypes and the French like jokes and stuff, but
I saw the Ukrainian stereotype instead.
It was awful. That like the Ukrainian government is actually getting involved.
Like, no, literally, I saw so many Ukrainian people on my Instagram like being mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, but like, it's like, oh my goodness.
If anyone doesn't know, like, they basically, they to combat the backlash of Emily being in Paris and not being able to speak French, not trying to speak French, they put her in French classes, but she's just really, so they make it like she's trying, she's just really bad. And then like, she meets a Ukrainian woman in her class and they give her like a
they call her Petra accent. Right, but Petra's like a Czechoslovakian name.
Mm-hmm. And then they basically get her to manipulate Emily into stealing, and then that's all you see of her. That's it. It actually added nothing to the show. I don't know why they did it. But so in Emily in Paris he has still continued with the like France stereotypes, the France jokes, and Camille, who obviously gets cheated on, they don't add any depth to her character. And they,
it does make me question, what is Lily Collins doing here? Like, babes, you're more talented
than
this.
She's better than that. She's
you're worth more.
And it's probably going to get us like a third season too.
She probably thought it was like easy money. She was like, I'm tired of working my ass off, I'm tired of carrying Hollywood on my back.
They just give these characters no depth. Like, Gabrielle is there to exist as the chef. Camille is there to exist to be obsessed with Gabrielle. It doesn't pass the Bechdel test because every single conversation that poor girl has is about Gabrielle. So my point is, I want to write to Darren Star. Thank you and good night. That's it.
Yeah, same. To be honest, there are like a lot of controversial shows out there. Like,
I just want to write to them all and be like, what are you guys doing? And she's getting involved.
I have nothing to say, but yeah, no.
Anyway,
like,
sorry,
okay,
guys.
I do have to say, I would argue to some extent that ABC does slightly contradict that kind of pejorative, because basically, right? I don't know if you've watched Fresh Off the Boat, but I love that show.
Let me just check, because.
But
I think
What's her name got really, really upset that, because okay, Fresh Off the Boat was only contracted for 4 seasons, but then it got extended for another few seasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I forgot the woman who stars in it. It's not Lucy.
Pass.
It's the woman from Crazy Rich Asians. What's her name? Oh, Constance Wu. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Constance Wu, right, got really mad and she took to Twitter and she's like, why did you guys like have to renew it? Like, that's not fair. Because she wanted to extend into doing other projects. Mm-hmm. But I think it was
and
a good
show.
And
she can't like leave because she's like
the main character. I think it's cancelled now anyways, but like
it has. It ended last year. I have seen some of it, but more in the sense that like I've come in a room and it's been on. So I don't really know too much about it, but I have seen parts of it.
I think it's really good. I cannot lie to you. And I think that like the fact that it's accessible.
Yeah.
Not only on streaming sites, but on TV as well. Yeah. Like, really helps me. Like, I think the good thing about doing this particular episode for me is, okay, I'm starting television studies as my module, one of my modules this semester, so mm-hmm. you're gonna see me flexing but so ABC was how do you say it, that's not the word at all, it was a classic network era. TV emerges out of radio in the 1940s and inherited a network system. So just like we have like KISS FM,
everywhere apparently. This is the ABC is the Kiss FM of the TV networks.
You know,
but
what?
Basically,
actually, what? No, you go.
No, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna say it's good that, like, because obviously they have their own streaming like platform, like ABC.
Yeah,
obviously it's only for America.
Americans, we don't get that.
But even with that, like, their shows are, like, I wouldn't say majority, but, well, maybe it is, but majority ones I know are available elsewhere.
Yeah, they're, like, really, really easily accessible. Like, so, okay, the good thing about TV is meant to be that it's, like, shared text and people watching the same things, but there's, like, different implications. And then, like, there's, like, how do we get rid of, like, the monolithic message to make it a heterogeneous message. But like with the introduction and the immersion of like our convergence era, mm-hmm. We basically get to be in this kind of period where, because there's so much accessibility, the heterogeneity is kind of more easily accessible, I would mm-hmm. say, because like we get to watch the same shows globally now, whereas I feel like when the American like broadcasting service streaming thing was only in America, only they knew what they were connecting to, right?
Yeah,
like the British broadcasting company here, to BBC, like EastEnders, Babes, like, you know, shows like that you only got on there. And so do you know Tom Ellis?
Honestly, I think I do. I'm so bad with Tom Ellis. Names.
Yeah, he was on the Miranda show. And he played Gary in the Miranda show, and he was Lucifer in Lucifer. So Tom Ellis, I think he only got his career due to the fact of the accessibility of BBC. Mm-hmm. Like, because the minute Miranda Hart started taking over like the world because of her comedy, like that's where he was put on a platform, and that's how he ended up getting all these different kind of opportunities. Like, I feel like that's the great thing about this system, it's that we get to expand our horizons, like not just in terms of watching as spectators, we as spectators can make our own commentary on it, obviously between ourselves, because we've got different like schemas in our head, we've got different ideas and interpretations of how we view things, but like a lot of the time we can come to a similar conclusion. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know film doesn't necessarily offer that. Like films are quite a lot more like open-ended because they don't take you along on the journey. But because we've got so much capacity to watch like a story unfold over time between different episodes, you get this kind of overall unity between mm-hmm. not only like spectatorship, but also the production system itself, because a lot of shows, like spin-offs, right? The way in which those productions are done is like, oh, this is connected to this and this is connected to this, and then getting picked up by a different network, right? Like that's how you keep continuing. Whereas films, I feel like because they're only produced by one sole kind of production company,
mm-hmm.
they don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what I was just talking about, but that's where we are. But yeah, I do think ABC has had a big impact on my life personally, because I have watched literally all the American shows I started watching were on ABC. It's really weird actually if I think about it, because I didn't realize that. Like a lot of my favorite shows are kind of produced by the ABC network. Oh my god, that's so funny. Do you remember Clueless? This ADHD, but you know Clueless, right? Clueless had, I don't know if anybody remembers this, they had a TV show.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. But like Alicia Silverstone wasn't in it. That's why it was like never a big thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Mean Girls sequel.
Oh god. That do you know what? The Mean Girls sequel, for years I was like, I recognize this girl, right? I recognize this girl. Because it's fucking, what's her name from Camp Rock? Megan. Megan from Camp Rock. But
oh my god, she's actually really perfectly cast in that, but it would be good if it wasn't like,
no, she wasn't, because she was the nice girl.
She wasn't nice in Camp Rock.
No, oh, yeah, but I'm talking Nice Girl and Mean Girls too. She said, I'm a tomboy. My dad's a single dad or whatever. That's that what her story her, up was.
Anyway.
No.
What I think is actually really good about ABC is they're like parent company or whatever it is. Parent organization is obviously Walt Disney. Well, that might not be obvious, but
now it is. Yeah.
So it's really good because I think quite a few of their shows are on Disney Plus, like loads of them.
But we're not going to ruin too much. We're not going to get too into it,
but it just helps with like how accessible it is. But
you'll understand in 2 episodes time why we're saying this.
You'll get it, guys. Just be patient. God.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
But it's quite cool how, like, obviously it was founded for TV. Like, its TV debut was, like, 1948 or something. And it's kind of crazy how it's still held that much, like, influence. Because it's got, as we were saying before, it's got, like, a massive range of TV shows and it's still going. And there are still many that are going to be upcoming for programming.
Yeah, like, I think it's also, like, really interesting to see the way in which it shifts, like, from the time, if we're talking about the early, like, the big five system or the big three system of cinema, where you've got, like, RKO Productions ended up shutting down or something, and, like, they weren't allowed to work together, whereas now you've got these different networks that are provided on, like, the same platform, like, the exact same platform, whereas the cinema, like, even though it was, you have to go there and sit there, you could only screen one thing at a time. Whereas, like, here, you can screen multiple different things at a time. Like, but they're all, like, interlinked somehow or, like, you know. And then even between the different networks, you can pick up, like, the same directors or the same kind of actors. You know, you can interchange between one another. But also in terms of... what was it? I had a point. I did have a point, I promise. I've just gone blank. But yeah, I just think overall, just the way in which it works and comes into the digital now, like the digital sphere is insane. Because like so I grew up watching one of those really old TVs. Like, it was like a box TV before the flat. I don't know. Do you remember this? Like, when the box TVs were around before like flat screens came out.
Yeah.
So when I was like a kid, I watched like the box TV, and TV probably had the biggest impact on me because I would like watch, I would sit there and I'd watch like Teletubbies. You know, and so.
Sorry, the ability about like these shows that we used to watch when we were younger, it just makes so much sense as to why we are
I used to like watch Teletubbies, but like if you think about like my parents, they weren't bloody watching Teletubbies, were they? Whereas like if you're in a cinema screen, if you're going to watch Teletubbies, you can only watch Teletubbies, you can't watch anything else, so you're kind of limited in being exposed to different systems. And I think that's what I'm saying about the digital, like, now we're watching Netflix, right? And we consider that TV. It's actually TV, because what the fuck is TV? Yeah, like, how do you define TV?
TV, like watching TV is when you're sat down and you sit in front of TV and you choose something from the guide that is live TV. Because everything else you think about it is streaming. Like, even if you go on literally demand, like, you're not watching
that
TV.
You're
streaming.
Yeah. Or catch up, like, even recording, right?
Stream.
Yeah, everything's available for access nowadays. It's so crazy, I mean, though. It's good.
It's really good. Like, it's now moved to the point where viewers can watch things at their own convenience, and they don't have to worry about, oh, like, am I going to miss this? Should I record it? Like, no, I'll just find it online.
Yeah, okay. So this is a bit hard because, like, if you talk about it, like, about being around the world, right? A lot of the times they're like released around similar dates. Like, sometimes, okay, America, because a lot of the main productions are in America, they get released earlier there and then we find out afterwards, or like, you know, we have to stay up here later. Like, TikTok is a big example of that, like, because TikTok ruins everything.
Like, literally, how long has Euphoria been out? Like, when did it get it came out? The 9th,
like 2 days ago or something. I don't know, a few days ago,
something like that. Literally, the day it released, I was seeing all the videos on TikTok and I was like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm so deep on Euphoria TikTok.
What if I wanted to watch it? And they're like, oh, well, like, I don't care about spoilers. You should have watched it. And I'm like, babes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I completely agree. But I also feel like it's, I mean, obviously not the internet, but like in terms of like what cinema was, where you had to wait like months or years sometimes to get something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're in a much better position, and I feel like,
yeah,
the like connection between the different broadcasting services is really like why we are available to have that. But also, one thing we haven't touched on is the fact that I'm pretty sure Hulu is owned by ABC.
It kind of sucks. Oh wait, we can't get Hulu here, can we?
No, we can't get Hulu here, which is really weird.
I really want Hulu because doesn't Hulu have all of the like reality TV shows and everything?
Hulu does, but I will say, no, that's Hey You. But Hulu does have other stuff. Like, I don't know if you know that this show called A Teacher.
Haven't heard of it.
Okay, so it had Nick Robinson and Kate Mara in it. And so it became really big. It was a Hulu production. But UK viewers didn't have access to it, okay? But then it came on BBC iPlayer. Mm-hmm. BBC iPlayer is banging it out, baby. I love
BBC iPlayer because they have Normal People as well. And they've got, like, basically...
The new Gossip Girl! The new Gossip Girl and the old Gossip Girl!
Because they have really unexpected things. Like, I think a lot of people would look at... BBC iPlayer and think, oh well, I don't want to watch like something
from watch
BBC
that iPlayer. Yeah,
but it's actually, if you had a look on there, you guys would be surprised at all the babes, stuff
there is so it's much crazy. Shit on here.
And plus, like, yes, I watched have... wait, I swear you don't have ads on BBC iPlayer either, do you?
No,
you don't. No! Oh, it's perfect. And
like, I love it.
One thing I love about BBC iPlayer though, it's so funny. Like, obviously I've got a TV license for my house, but it's so funny the way they ask you. They're like, do you have one? It's like, yeah, I do. They're like, okay.
Oh my god, no, but I no, absolutely love amazing. It
like BBC iPlayer, like, and also
use it if you're in the UK, you have to use BBC iPlayer.
And it's not even that like you find the unexpected popular things, you find really good like things you haven't heard of before, and it's just really worth looking at, like,
yeah. I don't know if you Americans have that, but we British or something people have
equivalent,
that
but
yeah, why am I making a divide between the American and the British? I'm like,
sorry, I don't know if you guys have that anywhere else, but like, we have.
I'm like, hey, I'm flexing being British all of a sudden. Never have I flexed that in my life.
Flexing BBC, never. I feel like we're getting paid for it.
Sponsor us, BBC!
Oh my god, guys, so we're actually really lucky that BBC sponsored us this episode.
Don't say that!
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That was for the purpose of a joke. It wasn't real. It was all my opinion, and... it wasn't me. It's my opinion.
But you know what?
It's not true.
Yeah, but I think we've gone on a tangent here. So I think it's time we get into our second game before we keep going on and on and on into a different circle altogether, which is already what we've done. So our second game is okay, I think we've played this game before, but like, I don't really know how to simplify it, so I'm going to be complicated again. We're doing synopsises of shows on ABC, and we're going to guess which one. So Cody's going to give me synopsises of her shows, and I'm going to give synopsises on my shows, and then we guess which show is each.
Yeah, let me find.
Yeah,
because I'm like, do I go for really obvious ones? Do I go for ones that I don't even know?
Baby, don't do that, please. Please don't do that.
I'm just going to go for ones that I know. Okay, I've got two.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm
ready. First this time, because I went first last time.
Okay, so basically, so this show has like this woman who is like a bit psycho in the head, right? Mm-hmm. And she like tries to kill. No, yeah, she tries to kill this other girl, and then basically, the man who's in love with the other girl, because she's okay, the reason that she's psycho is because she's in love with this guy, and this guy is in love with the girl that she tries to kill, right? And so then he jumps like after her, but then she puts like this spell on him so he can't die, and so she just buries him in the ground instead. And then afterwards he comes back to life, and well, he didn't ever actually die, but he's like a vampire, but like, yeah, it just shows the story after that.
It just shows the story after.
It just shows what happens after he comes back out of the
I think there must be a time jump in it. I'm not sure though.
That sounds like a lot. I don't know what it is.
Okay, I can give you another clue, because I knew I was going to be a bit harsh, because even I haven't watched the TV show, but I know what it's based on.
Okay. We've talked about it before.
Okay, fine. We've talked about it before.
But in movie context. It's one of my favorite movies. From one of my favorite actors.
Ah, I don't... This is not easy.
We have talked about this actor.
When?
In one of our episodes.
We have 22 episodes.
It was one dedicated to him.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Johnny Depp. What about Johnny Depp?
What's my favorite film from Johnny Depp?
Favorite film. Oh.
Friendship test.
Is it? It's not Edward Scissorhands.
No.
Is it Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
What else?
Oh, you're failing the friendship test right now. 0 points for Cody.
Is it Crybaby? Wait, I can't remember what your favourite one is. Is it not just Pirates of the Caribbean? Don't look at me like that. Or is it Edward?
I'm more obscure than that. Babes, I told you I don't like Edward Scissorhands. Like, not that I don't like it, but it's not my favourite at all. Nowhere near my favourite. I think it's so, like, overrated.
Edward.
No, it's not Edward either.
More obscure than that. This is so weird. Is it The Rum Diary?
Oh, God, you're just getting further and further.
Is it Donnie Brasco?
No!
Is it The Tourist?
I do love The Tourist, I can't lie, but no!
Is it Sleepy Hollow? Is it Dark Shadows?
Yes!
Oh, my God, sorry, I literally forgot. But when I saw it, I was like, it's definitely Dark Shadows.
It is Dark Shadows.
Oh, is that the answer?
But yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys, that was disgraceful.
We're back to our basics.
Don't worry, guys. See, told you it wouldn't stick around for long. Okay, so I just chose like random ones, not gonna lie. So this show is about aspiring entrepreneurs from around the world.
Dragon's Den?
No.
The Apprentice.
It's kind of like Dragon's Den because they do just have, they have to pitch their business models to a panel of investors.
But I don't know. I can only think of Dragon's Den. I'm sorry. I know there's an American version. I'm not even trying. I'm like, yeah.
Sorry, don't know. It's Shark Tank.
I've never watched that. Sorry.
I've never watched it either, but I've heard of it, so I chose it.
Oh, that's so great. Okay. So my second one, okay, so basically, okay, there's a woman, right, and she's like a professor, and she gets this kid come to her class, but like we find out seasons later that she actually like manipulated it, like, because he got rejected, but she made sure that he got accepted into this university, and we're like, okay, what is this weird connection between them, right? And then like he's in a class with like there's a whole bunch of them, but like she specifically picks up like five students every single semester to come and work for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she picks this guy and like three or four other kids, right? And like they're all in competition to like lick her ass, basically. And but the season starts off like someone's dead. So like,
I love the way you explain things. You have such a way with words.
Um,
Okay.
It's only with this game. Should I tell you why though? Because I feel like I'm so bad at being deceptive that I would just end up telling you the exact show. So I always have to beat around the bush, and I'm not good at doing that.
The only one I found about school is like the elementary one. I'm literally like trying to find like shows online. Okay, I give up. I'm not doing this.
It's How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, you know what? I was looking at shows, right, and it came up, and I was like, no, not that. No, not that. And How to Get Away with Murder came up, and I was like, no, it's not that. Okay, let me go for my last one. You have definitely, I think you've seen this one or you've heard of it, so you should be able to. I'm just going to give you the like pre-made synopsis because I'm feeling lazy.
Okay.
A man tries to get his family to mingle with the neighbors and form a rapport with them in an effort to fit in and find his place in society. That's so
what the hell?
That's so vague. But I think you have seen it. Actually, I don't think you've seen it, but you mentioned it before, like at the start of the episode or before we started filming. So
I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, Blackish.
Yeah.
I have watched it. Yeah. We've just finished our game and it was, we just had news. That's, not so great. Wrong. So we're just kind of cut in between, but we're gonna talk about the impact of ABC now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've already kind of talked about the impact of ABC, but I think specifically, I'm not really sure. I was like, yeah, I know where I'm going with this. No, I don't. I like their shows. They had a personal impact on me. They made me enjoy television even more than I already did. They made me want to study it. So, yeah.
I like their shows.
I think they provide... I think they provide a very good place of discussion for politics and society and true. How... we should exist within society. I am literally just ripping off everything I did in my television studies lecture. Sorry, guys.
No, because I like the range of shows they have because they have like
very diverse of
different families. And I think
ABC. Not even just families.
Not even just families. But yeah. I also think ABC is very much, I think,
of inclusive.
Like family inclusive, but probably because of Full House. And like Modern Family.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but not only that, like I feel like they've got a very diverse genre of shows so that anybody who's watching can be interested. Obviously that's for any network, but I feel like specifically with ABC it's a bit like BBC because mm-hmm. those are like the original companies of television where people could sit down and watch, because I feel like now if you switch a lot of the channels, like it's not the same vibe, you know, like hey, oh, yeah, I don't know if you remember Pop Girl, but there was a channel called Pop Girl while I was growing up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was Pop the best Girl. Thing of my
yeah, and they were all just shows dedicated to kids, right? Obviously because it was a kids channel, like a kids network, but like
it was the best.
They were just very girly, right? Whereas if you went on to like what was that show, what was the network that Ben 10 was on?
Cartoon Network.
Maybe Cartoon Network was more boyish, I can't lie
but
to you.
But I did like watching Cartoon Network, but I think, yeah, anyway, it probably was directed a bit more
to boys.
But I had a twin, yeah, brother, so we just watched anything.
Yeah, no, I watched it because of my younger brother. But yeah, so like I just feel like, yeah, generally the impact of ABC is insane because it has kind of provided a platform in which there's unity, and the fact that they're like modernizing along, like these are my own words, by the way, I am no longer copying my lecture. The fact that it's like provided a platform in which, like, through the modernization of it, it has become way more accessible, and the fact that like it's opened up conversations not only of like contemporary issues but like previous issues too, and issues that we might have going into the future, and like the fact that it's done that through a shift between
like standard TV and the digital, like it's adapted very well, I think, which is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, it has.
So yeah, I just think overall the impact of ABC is absolutely insane if you think about it in the broad scope of things, because like I know we say insane a lot, like, oh yeah, that's so insane, like that's quite colloquial, like, but if we're talking about in non-colloquial terms, yeah, no, it's insane, because I don't think any film or cinema can actually ever have that impact that not only ABC has had, but networks just in general have had too. They really do kind of provide a safe space within the home for people to acknowledge and think things through, whereas I feel like going to the cinema is a lot more formal. So yeah. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's like, I don't know how to analyze, like, if I was going to analyze it, there's not a specific way to put it because I feel like it's so unique.
Yeah. I feel like in my head, okay, so this is a bit random, but you know, like, in your head, you have, I don't know if everyone has this, because not recently, but a year ago, I found out not everyone has, like, an internal monologue, which freaked me out, and I found
that, yeah, that freaks me out as well, because I was like, oh, everyone's got, and they're like
talking to yourself all the time, and some people can't exactly, like, see images in their head, but for me, or they don't, or vice versa, whatever, but
yeah,
for
yeah,
me, if I think about ABC, it's really big, and if I think about, like, so, like, stupid, but like my head sees it as really big, but then if I looked at, like, the CW, it's very small, and it's just Riverdale.
I don't think the CW is small. I think the CW has had its own impact, but I think the CW is more controversial than ABC.
Like, ABC for me is just like, it's just different. It's on a different level. Like, it's kind of what I'm trying to explain.
I feel like for me it's the OG, and I don't know if that's what you're trying to get at, you know, like the fact that it's been there.
It is the OG, and it's just in my head, it's just bigger, and it does, I mean, it's got,
it executes its intention much better than the CW, I would argue.
The CW just in my head feels a bit messy, but ABC feels like
they are,
I don't want to say wholesome, that doesn't sound right, but like, I don't have to explain it, like, I think it's what you were saying, like that comfortability and like,
yeah,
random stuff.
If there has been any controversies around ABC, we actually don't know about them, so
if there has,
let us know and we will take everything back. But yeah, so I think it's come to the time where we now rank
do our rankings,
but we're gonna rank our three favorite shows from ABC. I have mine already.
I think I do have mine, because there's a lot I've heard of but not actually watched. So I'm going to have to go with the ones I've actually watched might be helpful.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I do. Okay, you go first.
Okay. I'll put my number three first. So my number three is How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay. My number three is, I don't want to choose that one. I'm gonna put the Goldbergs at number three.
See, I do love the Goldbergs, but like, I was like, my top three is like very sentimental to me
for some reason. What's wrong with me?
Everyone must think I don't watch TV.
It's actually awful, but I do. I just watch different. I watch, like, Netflix is my go-to. I can't lie.
I think it's just easier. I can't lie to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, my number two is Ugly Betty.
Oh. My number two. I can't put that as number two. So we have to put the Goldbergs and then Modern Family.
That makes sense, to be honest. Yours are like very family oriented.
Yeah, that's so strange.
And then my number one is The Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I would actually put that because I've seen all the clips. So do you know what I'll do? I haven't seen all the clips. I mean, I've seen loads of clips, so it's really funny. So I'll put...
I just finished binge watching it a few days ago.
I'm going to do it this week. The Goldbergs, Desperate Housewives, and Modern Family.
Yeah, makes sense. Yours are very, like, still family-oriented, whereas mine are a lot more, like, drama, killing... Psychological.
I watch all those on Netflix though.
Yeah, I want to watch that new documentary on Netflix, Lover Killer something.
Yeah, I saw that actually.
I think I'm gonna watch that. But yeah, that's it from us for this week. We're about done. ABC, we're done, we wrapped up. But we are gonna be back next week as always. As always, with something slightly more. I mean, it actually really directly links to this if we're talking about modernization.
True.
Guess for yourself what it is. Guess for yourself.
Have a little guess.
Yeah. And then come and attack us on Twitter.
Yeah, no. Please. Well, not to attack, but I mean like.
I meant it. I was like, come, no, like, no.
Come
like,
cancel us
like
on
a bear,
Twitter.
Like a bear, not cancel us, no. I meant like a bear hug.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a bear hug attack, like that type of attack. But yeah, we are around on social media. I know we have not been active again, like bad on us, but we're trying to get there. Our lives are really busy.
Hectic.
We're really sorry, really hectic. But we're getting to a grips with a consistent schedule, so
even though we're
you
recording
you,
this like the day comes out, but like what,
that's okay. That's okay. But you will see us consistently. But yeah, let us know any suggestions you have, if you liked our new segment, if you liked this episode. If you didn't, that's fine too, just let us know and be like, we'd never do that again, please. Yeah. And we will never do that again, because we are solely here for the purpose of your entertainment. But yes, that's it from us for this week, second week of January. We hope January is going well for you, and we will see you again next week. Oh yeah, and by the way, all of our social media is in the link in our description. Okay, bye, love you.
Bye.
Bye.